Hey everybody, welcome to Living Astrology with Janet Hickox. Grab your cup of coffee or your tea, sit back, and let's chat about what is going on up in the sky for today. And because it's Friday, we also get to talk about what's going on for Saturday and for Sunday. And here we are. Happy May Day to all of you. So we also get to sort of take a look at the broader scope of what is going on for the month of May. So we have a lot to get to. Not only is there a new month on hand, a weekend on hand, we also have the beginning of the Pleiadian Earth Energy Week, and it's a great one. And so we'll have a lot of time, hopefully, to talk about that today. There's really only a couple of minor types of aspects going on for the weekend. They may be just like little gnats flying at you in the grand scope of the weekend. So I think it's a great weekend on tap. And hopefully we can, by talking about these little gnat things, be able to find ways to cope with that or get around that or recognize it when it's happening and not play into the astrology cards, as it were. Hopefully all of you had a great day yesterday. It was one of those days where Mercury in a conjunction to Uranus. That is always about surprises or the unexpected. Hopefully some really good things came out of that. We're also under the influence of that today as it sort of bridged over the 2 days. In fact, as I look at it today, Mercury's at 7 Taurus and Uranus is at 6 degrees, 53 minutes of Taurus. So like literally 7 degrees of Taurus. So they're still very close today. And that means that we may still be subjected to some of those surprises or unexpected things that happen, or maybe something that jolts us awake and that kind of thing. So not necessarily bad. I didn't have any really negative experiences at all yesterday. Unexpectedly pulled a muscle in my calf as I was walking. And keeping in mind, I walk nearly every day. So it was weird that that would happen. But maybe I was pushing myself, moving against the energy tide. That was kind of what my thought was. Because when I left to go for my walk, I really didn't want to go. But I knew if I didn't go then, I probably wouldn't do it for the rest of the day. And, you know, this time of year, we never know if it's going to rain or be sunny. So I pushed myself to do it. And maybe that was the result. Who knows? Anyway, so hopefully if anything did surprisingly happen to you, it was either, hey, this is awesome, or it wasn't all that bad. And then today may be just sort of like that. The biggest news, I think, for us over the weekend is that we have entered into, or we will enter into this morning, 9:04 my time, the void of course moon. So even though the moon will be in Leo for the entire day, it won't be making any new aspects to planets until 10:35 p.m. my time this evening, which will be actually tomorrow morning for those of you on the East Coast or even in Central Time, and when she moves into the sign of Virgo. So we want to talk a little bit about what the Virgo weekend might look like, but also what does that mean for us today? Because that means that fairly early in the day, we are getting the aspects that the moon will make, and then we're left with one of those aspects. And that happens to be an opposition to the planet Mars. So we're kind of left in a void of course moon, which means not much is going on and we can't get up steam to do anything. And it will be in an opposition to Mars, which gives us that touchiness, that anxiety maybe, or that conflict or confrontational feeling. So it could be a really interesting day. I want to pop over to YouTube right now, see if I can find myself on YouTube, which always seems to be an interesting process, trying to find myself in my live so I can find you guys in your comments. And I tried to do that before I got here. There I am. Okay, so then I got to mute that. And then I can say good morning to Kamal. It's nice to see you. Amy, great to see you. Marissa, good morning. Debbie Hedden, good morning. Kamal says, this week I have a plethora of bad news. What I see is a responsibility is come in coming months. Hard times, I should call it. Hope some good will come. Best, Kamal. Mimi, good morning. And Phantom Chroma took back the message, but good morning to you anyway. And Deb Johnson, good morning. So Kamal, let's talk a little bit. I cannot remember for the life of me at the moment. Hold on, I might be able to cheat and find out because I do believe, did I do a chart for you, Kamal? I think I did. So let me see if I can find your birth year, because I'm wondering if maybe you aren't sitting at your first Saturn return, because the words that you're using to describe what's going on for you, let's see, 91. So yes, you are at your closing in on your first Saturn return. And likely what you're feeling is the weight of growing up, if you will. And not that you're not a grown man or that you haven't been an adult, but somewhere right around this age comes that point in time, your age, comes that time where you realize that you've got to make some choices, you've got to make some decisions, you've got to choose, what am I going to do from here? Who do I want to be? Who do I want to be around? Do I want to get married? Do I want to have children? Do I want a career? Am I done with my college education? And if not, this is a great time to go back to school. So for you, Kamal, I can feel the sort of weight of responsibility of adulthood that is upon your shoulders right now. And the best thing that you can do with this is to follow Saturn's discipline, right? To follow that step-by-step progression. To look to what you want and desire for your future, because your Saturn is likely in Aquarius and it would be a future focus. So, what am I going to do? Who am I going to be? How do I want to show up in this world? Where do I want to live? All of these kinds of things may be sort of up in the air for you at the moment. And hopefully, you come through that. We all do, right? We all come to that first Saturn return. And we all, like me at this moment, have just come through our second Saturn return. And that can be a difficult period of time. So our hearts are with you. You're not alone. We've all been there and done this, except for those that are less than 30 years oldish, 28 to 30, and you'll be fine, right? You just have to make some key decisions, and that's it. Okay. So Mimi says, Kamal, I hope life will smooth for you. See, I love it how we can all support one another here. Angela, good morning. It's great to see you. Terry, I'm so glad to see you from the other room joining us here this morning. So let's go back and talk then a little bit about what we can expect from the moon this weekend, because the moon is what drives our emotions. It's what tells us what the timing is for us to do and who we can do that with and when. So the moon in Leo today, it is today, you might just throw out any idea of getting any concrete work done, because today's a play day. With the moon in void for a good chunk of the day, most of the day, even if you're on the East Coast, this is going to be at noon. So from noon on, most of the country should be in a sort of just relaxation mode, play mode, creativity mode, but don't expect to get a lot of work done. There will be time this weekend for you to get that done. But when we have a void of course moon, it isn't a good time to go out and, force your way into getting things done, because it just doesn't go anywhere, right? You could start things, but you just can't seem to get the wheels rolling. And so today, then, might as well give up to what the energy of Leo is, which is about celebration or playtime or creativity time, self-expression time. Get out the paintbrushes or the pencils and do some coloring, or go outside and just soak up the sun if you can. Now, there are a couple of moon transits that we'll want to watch out for today. One is a sextile to the planet Venus in the sign of Gemini. This stimulates our creativity. This stimulates our need or want or desire for enjoyment, to relax, to play, to just be, and to maybe beautify. It might be a great time if you wanted to start, redecorating your apartment or your house or your bedroom. Maybe, cleaning out with the old, in with the new. Whatever it is, opening up the windows if you are in a part of the country that is starting to warm up, and air your house out. It's a great day for love and for romance. Those just be in the atmosphere of loving energy. Now, just before the moon moves into the void, which will be here in the next hour, 45 minutes for me and for you guys, no matter what time it is in your time zone. Mars will be the planet that we're left with in that void, which means it's in an opposition to the moon. So we have the emotional sensitivity, feminine energy of the moon on one hand, in an opposition to Mars's masculine conflict and confrontation and need for action, assertiveness, On the other hand, so remember we talked earlier in the week about oppositions and what do we need to do? When things are in opposition to one another, we need to find the harmony point. We need to come to the center somewhere where we can be satisfied with our emotions and we are also, you know, moving forward with something or using our physical energy, maybe for exercise or for dance or for, you name it, walking, bicycling, instead of becoming confrontational or in a conflict sort of status with other people. This is an interesting day to me because of the one loving energy of the Pleiadian Earth calendar today, because loving energy is really cool. I love the loving energy day. I love that this is the energy that is the umbrella for us for the next 13 days. But it is also, in its more negative expression, competitive. And sometimes combative and creating, you know, stirring the pot, if you will, and maybe gets drawn into competition with others, if not outright being aware of their competitive nature and applying that to the situations they're in. Well, this moon opposing Mars is also like that. There is a more competitive and combative energy to that opposition, where for no reason at all, you might just feel like you're contrary. You could become a contrarian today. So we want to be careful with that, right? If you're into that touchy, moody feeling, and then you be that, and that turns into contrarian energy, just think about the impact that that has on the other people in your life or that you happen to be around. So today you may want to actually focus more on loving energy and peaceful energy, serenity, maybe get near some water to keep that energy sort of calm. If you find yourself being drawn into a competition, who are you competing with and why, right? Why do you feel the need to try to be better or outdo someone else? Because that's not necessary, but Mars can sort of get into that furor, you know, of that. It's really cool energy if you're running a race and you want to be the winner of the race, then you apply that Mars energy to that. But on the other hand, right now there isn't any competitions like that going on. So in your own life, who are you competing against and why? So that's a great question to ask yourself if you're feeling drawn into that competitive energy. Now, before I go into what Virgo represents for our Saturday and our Sunday with the moon, I want to move over to talk about that Pleiadian Earth energy because it's so important, because we are starting the month, May 1st, on a one loving day. And that means that there is a match every day for the first 13 days with the Gregorian calendar. So the energy of one loving is the same as the May 1st energy, and May 13th will be 13. I forgot what the 13th day will be, but still under that umbrella of loving. So the Gregorian calendar is even sort of supporting our new beginnings. That's what one is all about, our initiating something and aligning our more mechanical selves, our more mechanical calendar with the more spiritual calendar. So you could look at it like this, aligning the physical manifestation of dates and times and places with our spiritual spiral of evolution. So it doesn't happen very often, but periodically we end up with the first day of the month also being the first day of the week of the 13-day calendar. And that's what's happening right now. Now, what is one energy besides initiating a new beginnings? It is also where we are in tune with energy streaming into us from source. And we can begin anew with intention and with an open mind to just saying, okay, let's just play with this a little bit and see what happens, right? Maybe you have an intention to begin a project, an art project, any kind of project, a cleaning project, a moving project, whatever it is, setting that intention, and then just allowing source to be the guide on what steps to take and when to take those steps. It is really more of a time for us to focus on being aware, just aware of what's going on around us, of what is opening up for us to initiate, of how we're feeling about those things, just to have an awareness of everything that's going on around us. But beyond that, it is also an awareness of that this time right now is where anything and literally everything is possible, right? We don't have to put any limits on anything. We don't have to pigeonhole the universe and say, this is the way I want it. What we can just do is put that out there and allow the magic of the universe to bring to us what it is that we need. The opportunities, the person, the resources to put to work those things that we really want. It is a time for expansion, but I want to say a couple of words about expansion here, because this isn't about expansion in terms of go and buy and build and bring in more, you know, use more resources. This is about expansion of the mind, of your awareness, of your consciousness, and adopting that very open mind. So I hope that distinction helps. This is not just a time about, you know, expanding your horizons so much as getting that bigger, wider awareness, which is sort of expanding your horizons, but not just in the more physical sense, in the much more spiritual sense, the much more holistic sense. There's the word I'm looking for. Where we are aware, both body, mind, and soul, and heart, and emotions, all of those parts of us. Okay, questions, comments. I'm going to go over here, take a look. Good. Oh, wow, that sounds familiar. Wonder if I'm going through the same thing as Kamal. I don't know, how old are you, Phantom Chroma? Because you may be. If you are anywhere from about 28 to 31, you're probably entering into the field of your first Saturn return, or if you are anywhere from about 57 to 60, you are also entering into your second Saturn return. So if you are in one of those age groups, then for sure, you're probably entering into that. A lot of you are that I know right now. Everybody's sending Kamal such love. I love that. Sunshine on your shoulders, Kamal. Oh, lovely, lovely. Look at that. All that support for you. And Allison, good morning to you. Elisa, good morning to you. J-Lo, good morning. It's great to see all of you this morning. And Phantom Chroma says 28. So 28, you are entering into your Saturn return, your first one. So the first inklings of, I better let go of my childish ways and move on to adulthood. It's not that you aren't mature. It's not that you haven't been an adult, but maybe your mind is turning, your awareness is turning more toward, well, I better get, you know, some things under my feet here, or under my belt. Am I going to, you know, want to get married? Am I going to want to have a family? Am I wanting to go to college? Am I wanting to change careers? It takes on a little bit more serious nature right now. So it's hard. It's hard to be fun and light when things are serious, right? That's part of the problem of a Saturn return. So parts of you are really focused on the serious, you know, adult sort of concerns with worry maybe and anxiety. But the real lesson here is to embrace all of that, right? To embrace both those high, loving, fun feelings as well as those more melancholic, more depressed feelings, because they're all a part of who you are. And a good chunk of this time should be devoted to really going into the womb, if you will, to find what it is that you want to create, right? What are you going to give birth to over these next few months, and even maybe the next year or so, depending on what degree Saturn is in your chart. Good morning, Cosmic Calibri. Morning, Janet. Come in on time, finally, for a card reading. Well, Cosmic, I'm going to put your name down as the first person who gets a reading today, which we will get to. Please, everybody, don't start inundating me with that request. I will tell you when it's time to do that so that I can get to everybody. So let's talk about some of the energy then for the weekend. I think we're pretty cool with what's going on today, but over the weekend here, we are going to end up with the moon in Virgo. So the, you know, I love the moon in Virgo. Me and Mimi have the moon in Virgo. So for us, this is going to be a great weekend. I can just tell, right? It's our new moon period. It's our get busy, get doing things. So I thought if we talked a little bit about what Virgo rules in an astrology chart, even if your moon isn't in Virgo, you could get an idea of what kind of pathways are open to you for the weekend. Well, for one thing, Virgo rules the physical health of your body. I used to say that Virgo rules the body, but in reality, it's not so much the body, but the health of your body, the relative ability of your immune system to fight off disease, the ability of your body to sustain its, you know, physical exercise, just the general physical health, how your diet affects your body, how exercise affects your body. So this would be a great weekend to really focus in on diet and on the foods that are that you're eating, and maybe what's supporting your body, what isn't supportive of your body. I had to have a come to Jesus meeting this week with sugar because this week has been a stressful week, and I just realized that that is a part of my issue, is that that sugar is not for me. And so maybe you guys will have that similar aha. At least here in the northern hemisphere now, we're moving more into late spring and summer, and or at least we've passed that. Today is the halfway point, right, between spring and summer. And now maybe we can get access to better foods, or you know, more fresh vegetables, and it might be a great time to, you know, revamp your diet, maybe add in a little bit more exercise. Get on, you know, YouTube and look up, you know, great. There's great videos out there on different exercises like dance. What about dance? That's a great way to celebrate Leo energy from today, but yet do something healthy for your body. Now, Virgo also rules your work, the work you do, not your career and your profession. That's the bigger umbrella of what it is that you do, your impact on the world. But this is actually the work or the job that you do and the people that are around you when you do that. And it also shows the environment that you're in. So this may be a great weekend to do a checkup on your environment. How much mess have you created? You know, for a lot of states, we're still in that stay home order. So I noticed the other day as I'm looking around going, oh my gosh, with two of us home, it's harder to keep up. Not that it's hard to keep up, but you know, you're looking around going, oh, I just left my coffee cup there. Or, oh, you know, I at one point looked the other day, I had four pair of shoes in my living room. Why? Because I would take them off and run off and do something else, come back and go, oh, well, I'll put those away tomorrow, but tomorrow comes and I didn't do it. So this will be a great weekend to clean, maybe do some feng shui, do some airing out, do some organizing. This is a weekend for efficiency, where we can do things. Maybe we can even look with a more critical eye to where things are out of sorts in our environment. So organizing, order, all of these are possible ways that we can express the Virgo moon over the weekend. Now, there's another level here to Virgo energy. Sometimes we think, I think a lot of people originally think, when I say Virgo, you think perfectionism, you think being picky, being critical, analytical, because those are definite qualities of that Virgo energy. But with the Virgo moon, that analytical, critical thinking, perfectionism has an opportunity to turn into something more interesting. Discernment, discriminating tastes, right? Discriminating and discernment. And I don't mean discriminating as in we're, you know, seeing opposites. I mean, like, you know, being very careful about and judicious about what it is you choose to do, the colors, the foods, the drinks, the environment in general. All of these things are possible where we can just take that more analytical, critical thinking skill and apply it in a more observational mode, a more objective mode, as opposed to being nitpicky or you know, picking ourselves apart. Just kind of step back and take a look at the bigger picture and be able to see things from a different point of view. Virgo is also known as the sign of service or sharing of their gifts and talents. As we talked about yesterday, that's a much more comfortable way of looking at it, at least for me, and I bet it is for you too, because service has gotten that sort of negative impact feel to it. But here we can be helpful and we can, you know, really strive to express the best of our humanity. And we can also let go of perfectionism. We don't have to be perfect, but we do have a critical eye, right? We do have that discernment available to us, but we don't have to be that nitpicky Virgo perfectionistic thing. I guess, it's time to let some of those things go. But in the meantime, it does mean that we have this energy this weekend of getting things done, of being able to go, oh, yes, that's my project. I'm going to clean out that drawer. I was sitting here this morning thinking, and my husband, I know who's listening, doesn't know I was thinking this, but there's this one part of my house that has really annoyed the crap out of me over the last several months. And I was thinking, now, what could we do about that? So that may be a job I want to tackle. It includes going through a bunch of books and things that maybe I do not need anymore. Not sure what all of that means, but maybe there's something like that in your own home or in your office or in, one corner of your home that you might want to undertake. Maybe it's a part of your garden. There is a part of my garden right outside this window here that needs help too. So I'm already thinking about projects. You guys might be thinking about that too, which I think is kind of funny. So it'll be a weekend after the play of the last couple of days. It'll be a weekend more of getting down to work and getting some things done, getting things out of the way. Let's see here. Debbie Hedden, her moon is in Virgo too. Great. So Angela K, both daughters have Virgo moons. So here you go. Give them something to do, right? What I used to do when my kids were younger, and I can't remember, Angela, how old your kids are. I know you have a baby, but I don't know how old the other ones are. I would, decide, hey, today we're going to learn how to frost cookies or bake cookies or do something in the kitchen or make a salad together. And you learn how to peel the cucumber and you learn how to cut up a tomato and you learn what to do with the lettuce. And so maybe it's good for that kind of putting them to work energy to for the weekend. Kamal or J-Lo said, oh, she's talking to Kamal. That's awesome. Debbie Johnson, Deb Johnson, Scorpio moon, but can relate to body awareness. Absolutely. Sugar is a struggle, but I really want to order Krispy Kreme donuts delivery. Thank God they took Krispy Kremes out of this area where we live. But there is this other place that makes the best muffins. And they're all different flavors, and they're things like orange cranberry cream cheese or cherry. What are those? Boston baked Boston cherry pie or something like, oh my Lord. Yeah, I have to stay away from that store because, and it's called The Store. I have to stay away from there because I really love those. Debbie Tibbetts Tumiel, if you're listening, it's that same place when you came out here to visit me that time where we went and bought all of those muffins. Oh my gosh. Daily spiritual vlog, Virgo is environment. Yes, environment, like your so another way to look at this for all of you is that your environment, your inner environment, the environment that you're in, where do you place yourself when you're working? And what's the relative toxic level of that environment? And how can you purify it? Virgo is very purifying sort of energy. Like it's like they have this surgical precision about them, right? That Virgo energy allows us to just dig in, pick out what is toxic and leave the rest, right? So surgical precision, maybe not the best word way to describe it, but that's where that discrimination comes in, right? Being able to have that discriminating eye, just pull out, that and leave the rest, right? Because it's what Virgo can really do well. And if there's something toxic in your environment or toxic in your body, it's time to let go of that, right? To let that go. J-Lo says, I have no placement in Virgo, but it's placed in my fourth house. So you would apply that Virgo moon energy to your home, to the environment of your foundation. What is making up your roots, right? What, and it could be feelings, it could be people, it could be, objects. If you were to look at your house from a feng shui point of view, what might you need to move to have the energy flowing smoother? These are all the keen eye type of things that the Virgo moon will bring for us. And use that energy while you have it, right? Get some things done. Guys, Taurus ascendant over here, you are tempting me too easily. Okay, so we'll stop talking about the muffins and the Krispy Kreme donuts. I don't really know what's healthy that you can put in its place that would be that satisfying, though. So I think it all goes to our Jupiter in our charts and how easy can we do things within reason. Like having a Krispy Kreme donut once in a while isn't going to kill you. It's when that Krispy Kreme donut becomes an obsession and you eat it over and over and over again, then it becomes that problem. So, you know, hey, indulge a little once in a while, but don't make it a habit. Then you can stay healthy. All right. yeah, that's my big problem is that I get to doing something like eating, you know, chocolate and I just want to eat the whole thing. I don't want to stop. I just keep doing it. So that could be a problem. Okay. Now let's go back. Oh, some Allison says I have Lilith and Pluto in Virgo, fourth house. So you are the mother, father of your home, are you not? And that is kind of what that speaks to, right? Lilith and Pluto, both the authority figure, the aspects of the feminine, having to take on some of that masculine and what that might bring to you. In terms of trying to carry the mantle of both energies, it would force you, Allison, to be very much balanced in the expression of both the masculine and the feminine in your home life. That means in your presence with your family and your children, and often then having to be the bad girl, if you will, the one that people often want to blame for things that happen in your home or in your family. Having to take on the mantle of responsibility and be the authority figure as well. And she says, yep. Amy says they won't deliver just one though. Oh no, I'm sorry, right? They're not going to deliver one. So maybe if you have to buy a dozen, maybe walk around the neighborhood and give away donuts. That's probably not a good idea in this time of virus. so maybe you just don't need it, right? That would be okay. I don't need that. Okay, let's talk now so we can get have some time for readings. Let's talk about the two aspects that are heading, oh my goodness, I can't even talk. The two aspects between planets that we are heading into for the weekend. One is for Saturday, and it is a minor one, but I'm saying minor kind of tongue in cheek because it involves Mars, the planet of aggression and action and, you know, dynamic forward momentum. And Chiron, the planet of wounding and triggering our wounds. And they are in what is called a semi-square. And a semi-square just means half of a square. If a square is a 90 degree relationship between the planets, then a semi-square is a 45 degree relationship. And it isn't as obstacle oriented as it is more tension oriented. So there's almost that vague sense of tension going on as opposed to like that feeling like I don't know what's wrong, or I'm just kind of irritable or irritated, but there's no thing that I could put my finger on and say that's what did it. And or it's something like a minor comment that someone makes that for some reason keeps replaying in your mind and it bugs you. So that's kind of this tension feeling that we may have as we move into the day tomorrow. It may be feeling angry or frustrated, but not sure how to express it, or not sure what it stems from, and or not knowing where that tension is coming from. And you know how it is often, we want to know, why is it that we're feeling this? Where did this feeling come from? What triggered it? And we may not be able to do that. We may not be able to really, you know, trace it back to what the real trigger is. And even if we did trace it back to the real trigger, then that would give us more anger, more opportunity then to blame or shame or become the victim of this energy. Instead, if your wounds are being triggered, this is a great time to go into the feeling of it, go into the wound. And what is it that is being triggered? What does it remind you of from previous times? You know, maybe something that someone says to you triggers a wound of something that happened in childhood. And your tendency then is to respond just like you would have in that six-year-old body to whatever it was that happened then. And so that vague sense then of tension or anxiety or worry or anger or frustration can really be put to use in moving through processing that wound and letting it go, right? Loving it, bringing it in, loving it, and then letting it go. So if you're not sure how to express your anger or that tension, put it to work, right? Put it to use with your body, doing some exercise, put it together, put it out to use, organizing that closet, that drawer, rearranging the living room, vacuuming, dusting, window washing, whatever it is, you know, put it to work for you and not against you. And you'll see how easy it is to sort of just move out of that fleeting sort of feeling of that wound being triggered. Now, on Sunday is a Venus square Neptune. So let me just say this, of the 2 days in the weekend where it's possible to get things done, let's choose Saturday because it's more likely you'll find the energy and the sustainable focus to be able to get things done, because Sunday is Venus square Neptune, and that is a more daydreamy, escapist, romantic sort of energy. So its best use is not necessarily on organizing the drawer. It could be put to use in painting or beautifying something, but the hard work of getting it prepared to be able to be beautified is probably not going to be there on Sunday. So do the worst onerous part of the project Saturday. And then on Sunday, you could be pleasant, right? It could just be a pleasant part of the project. Perhaps you may become artistically inspired on Sunday. Venus beautifying harmony, color and vibration of sort of aesthetics, and Neptune's higher perspective and daydreaminess, and also feeding into that romantic feel, that sort of, you know, changeable feel to things. They play together really well in terms of art and daydreaming and escapism, but they don't really play well together in a Virgo moon trying to get things done. So that can be a source of some trouble on Sunday. Don't feed into it. Get what you need to do done tomorrow and let Sunday be that more dreamy kind of day. Now, this is also a day where often we see people falling in love. Now, I don't know how that plays out in the world at the moment, but new love under a Venus square Neptune may not be based in anything real. It could be based on a romantic ideal of what that person is or who that person is. So you don't want to jump into long-lasting committed relationships under that kind of a transit. You got to take the long approach to this kind of new relationship. You have to embrace it all as it is in the moment, but don't commit wholeheartedly to something like that until it stands the test of time and where you have the opportunity to go through some of the realism of the relationship first. So this isn't a day to run away to Vegas and get married. I don't know that you could even if you wanted to, but it is a day maybe to fall in love, to be in love with love, and to enjoy love and romance and that creative or artistic expression, but not make any firm commitments or try to make big projects get done that day. So I hope that makes sense for everybody. Now, I just realized something. I'm going to go back to YouTube for a second here. Any other things? Okay, good. So I just realized that when we were talking about the Pleiadian Earth energy, I talked about the one, but I didn't talk about loving, right? Loving, the loving energy, which is our umbrella for 13 days. So even though the other days have their own energy, we've got this as our umbrella. This was the new beginning, our entry point into the Pleiadian spiral of consciousness that we're working. And Lamat was the sign in the Mayan calendar, which was the representation of Venus, the Venus in her day wear. So she was the brightest that she is in the morning, her morning self. So this is the energy for the day and looking out over the 13 days for positivity and enthusiasm and productivity. So we have some help today and even into tomorrow and even over the next, you know, 12 days, for keeping us on the optimistic side of things, for giving us that enthusiasm to stay the course maybe and get things done. We may find solutions much easier to any of the dilemmas that we might be working with in our own personal lives, but we may also see new solutions to problems that are out in our world at the moment too. So I think that fills me with, you know, optimism and with enthusiasm to see, well, what is this? How is this all going to play out, right? How is this going to be? If you're experiencing, this isn't all lovey-dovey and positivity energy, although that's part of this. There's also that possibility of tension and conflict arising in the day and or over, kind of overlaying these next 13 days or 12 days. Tension and conflict, though, would serve a purpose. It would show you where you are not in cooperative energy or teamwork building energy, but where you are in competition with another family member, with a coworker, or with anything else that's going on in your world. So this is really energy about that. If you're experiencing that tension, this is where you learn to apply kindness and compassion and grace to yourself and to others, to be able to let go of that competitive nature or that part of you that wants to feel in conflict with someone else or over an issue between you and someone else. So we're learning to work together. Lamont and loving energy helps us to learn to work together in unity, to really embrace that and to increase our unconditional love for one another on the planet. If you can't work to increase unconditional love between you and someone else, at least work to increase unconditional love toward yourself. If you can manage even that, then what begins to happen is that watershed moment where that starts to spread out from you to others. And then we can change the world, right? Kindness, compassion, and grace applied to any tension or conflict that arises goes a long way to helping us achieve the evolutionary intent of this particular week and this particular day, which is a new alignment with loving, unconditional love energy. So sorry, I totally forgot to bring that up. Okay, now here is your opportunity. While I am looking over here, at the YouTube feed to tell me if you would like a reading. I have all my card decks available. So I have Cosmic. I forgot what Cosmic Calibri, I think it was. And so tell me if you would like a card reading, and you could also tell me what deck you would like. I have the Wisdom of the Oracle. I have the Goddess deck. I have the Dragons. The Dragons always like to come out and play. And I also have the Spirit Animal deck, right? Our spirit animals. So they're all sitting here at the ready. And I just need to know who wants a reading. Allison says, Woto, please. I love it. And now here's my opportunity to say this. If you are joining me on YouTube for the first time, would you please go down here, look down and hit the subscribe button? You would be helping me tremendously. And if you are someone who is listening to this via Blog Talk Radio later in the day, this is also your opportunity to go to my YouTube channel and subscribe. But also I want to say one other thing. When I do readings like this for people, I get a lot of value out of it for myself because we're all linked together here. So even doing a reading for someone named Allison could hold the key for something that you yourself need to know, because we are all linked, right? So we have that. Okay. Angela K says, goddess. Yes. Okay. Gotcha. And Amy would love a card of your choice. My choice. I like that too. Debbie Hedden, my choice. And Alisa, my choice. And who was after that? Cosmic said goddess. Yay. Thank you, Cosmic. And J-Lo would love a general card for the group from the Goddess deck. J-Lo, you always think of all of us, don't you? I love that. A collective goddess. And Sue, hello. I just connected and missed it. I will always take one for the weekend. Spirit animal. Okay, for you, Sue, that is what we will do. Animal. Okay. And I will check back again to see if there was anybody I missed. I think I got you all. Alisa said my choice. Okay, so it was good. Now, gotcha. Let's see here. I'm going to go back to Zoom so I can see the cards when I show them. Cosmic Calibri, a goddess card. And I'm sorry, I don't remember. I think you did tell me what your real name was, but I don't know that now. I can't remember. So, would you please tell me who you really are if you can? And it doesn't really matter, but this is your card, Cosmic. And this is a goddess card. Let's get these all mixed up so we can start our move here. So for you, Cosmic, let's do this. Let's get a card. Ooh, I got it. It is Athena. Ooh, Athena right here. And she came out upright. So she is card number 5, which is a card of change, but also of constructive use of freedom. There is an owl, so there's wisdom. And if you look at the bottom, it says Athena, and she represents knowledge. And the fact that she was upright means that you have an empowerment message from Athena. And let's read that card. Athena, the Greek goddess of intellect and strategy, says, knowledge is power, and you are in a perfect position to gain greater clarity at this time. Your hard work is paying off, and everything you have learned about life has brought you to this moment in time. Your knowledge, logical choices, and intentions are aligned with the divine will. Your intellect is keen, and your mind is clear. You know what you have to do. Right now, the world is making sense. You don't have to question or debate it. You can take things at face value. If you think it adds up, that's because it does. Have courage, my love. Your most precious dreams are within reach. The goddess Athena will help. Well, that's a fantabulous card. I like that card. So that was for you, Cosmic. And Allison would like a wisdom of the oracle. And I love this deck as well, as you all know. And let's see what this deck brings to us. Or brings to Allison and us. We're all connected. Okay, Allison. Ooh, are you sure you want a wisdom of the oracle? All that glitters. Card number 16. Looks like a cool card. All that glitters. Card number 16 makes it a 7. So there's got to be a spiritual message in here somewhere. So all that glitters, and it was upright. So let's see, 16, 16. Okay, essential meaning of this card, a need to see beyond the superficial, the desire to don a mask or dress something up to disguise its true nature, trying to be something you're not, chasing after every sparkly new thing and being mercurial. The oracle's message says it's only human to want to adorn oneself in trinkets and paint a pretty picture of oneself. It's natural to want to acquire the trappings of status or to deny them as a statement of rebellion. But if it sparkles, is it better? Whether it's a fast car, a big house, a title or position, the stamp of authority or the sparkling of diamonds, these icons let you know something about a person, place or thing. Or do they? The truth is that people seek to acquire things because of what they will do for them and how they symbolically will elevate them and make them more attractive. This card signals that it's time to see beyond the adornments and probe underneath the surface. Learn to recognize the masks people wear and the motives underlying them. Imagine that all the glitter is gone. Would you still desire the object or the person or the opportunity? All that glitters. Okay. Well, I feel like I need to pull another card for you, Allison, to maybe clarify that a bit. Shall we do that? I feel like that's kind of a hanging message. I don't know why I get that feeling, but it just feels like it's not quite right. So now I get for you TikTok, the clock, TikTok clock. 3, it's the number 30, so it's a 3, creative energy. So let's see how this might modify or add to that message for you. And again, it was upright. So this is about timelessness, divine timing, and immeasurable time. When humans created time, everything changed and contracted. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that an interesting statement? When humans created time, not when God created time or the universe source created time, but when humans created time, everything changed and contracted. People have come to look at life in a linear way, imagining that the past is behind them and the future ahead of them. But what if that isn't true at all? What if everything, creativity, beauty, chaos, and order were happening now in a glorious timelessness? You have all the time in the world to co-create the life you desire, so release your agenda. Let go of your need to shape each moment to your expectations, knowing that what is yours will never be withheld from you. Miracles are right here, right now, and always show up when you need them, right on time. So I hope that helps to clarify that a little bit for you, Allison. All right, Angela wanted a goddess card. So let's do this for Angela now and get a goddess. People outside working already? It's early. I even have my windows open just a titch because it's not terribly cold. All right. For you, Angela, we have Gaia, the earth goddess, and she was upside down. So let's flip her around. And I almost feel like we got this card for you before. Maybe it was someone else, but Gaia, the earth goddess, number 16, another spiritual message in there with the seven. And she is in a place of alignment for you. So 16. So the alignment message says, when you scatter your energy and allow fear to take root, you can become ungrounded or out of touch with your environment. You become disconnected from your true nature as a spiritual being having a human experience. The need now is to look at the cracks in the foundation of the life you've built. When even one aspect of your life is out of alignment, it affects everything else. Ground yourself with Gaia, the Earth Mother. She wants you to enjoy creating the world you live in. Your alignment task is to take a fearless inventory of where, how, and with whom you live your life. Is your energy draining from the choices you are making? Are you physically exhausted? Do you accept less than your value? Your efforts must now be to repair the foundation of your life and begin again. You will be so thrilled with the results and wonder why you didn't do it sooner. The goddess Gaia is supporting your every move. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. I think that's a great, great card for all of us, right? For all of us about not allowing fear to take root in this crazy world we live in. Angela, goddess. Okay. Amy says, my choice, Amy. Amy, I'm going to choose the wisdom of the oracle for you. And then, oh, God, did you see that? It flew out. Go the distance. Whoa. Okay, so this is card number 47. And here we have our wonderful little cheetah getting ready to cross the finish line. Card number 47 is an 11. So there's an illumination or a light bringing to whatever this is about for you. So go the distance. Let's read that. 47. Oh, that's 46. There we go. So the essential meaning of this card is endurance, strength, the long haul. To bring your dreams to life, you must think long-term and pay no attention to the fluctuations in the current of your experience. Joy and disappointment commingle with opportunities. So there is no need to fear the occasional obstacle. Life is not a sprint. This card is a reminder that you have endurance, strength, and fortitude to carry you all the way. Remain true to yourself. Your authenticity alone will help keep you in alignment with the energy of miracles. What is yours will never be withheld from you. Remember that. Second time this morning, people, that we've gotten that message. Second time. Two different decks of cards, two different people showing us that, or with Spirit's message being to you, to all of us, that miracles are always happening for us, that are always possible. So for you, Amy, that is a pretty cool card. Debbie Hedden. Debbie gets a goddess card this morning. Debbie Hedden. And after Debbie will be Elisa, who also gave me the opportunity to choose. So Debbie Persephone, inexperienced. So she's an interesting character, right? She's youthful. She has that bit of impetuousness about her, that in it born out of inexperience. She's a card 42, which means to bring balance to both domestic life and life elsewhere, like your work life or your family. So family and work kind of coming in balance, you being in balance. But let's see what her message would be here. I think we had her the other last week, except for someone too. Okay, Persephone, and she was right side up. So she has an empowerment message for you. Sometimes not knowing is a great gift. Right now, the Greek goddess Persephone invites you into a state of open-hearted learning. Discernment comes with experience, and at this moment, it's okay to admit you don't know or fully understand what is in front of you. Be curious and teachable. The goddess Persephone will be with you to ensure you will not fall prey to unconscious commitments and dangerous alliances. Just as her own naivete caused her to strike a terrible deal with the god of the underworld. That said, every experience has value. No matter what choice you make right now, the consequences will have a lasting effect as you integrate your lessons and travel the road of destiny. Nice. Very nice. I think that's a good card for all of us too. Okay, Alisa. I'm feeling spirit animal for you. Whoops. Throwing my card decks around. Okay, let's see here. Time-wise, we're doing good. It's only just before 9. So we're getting ready to move into the void of course moon. Let's get all these card readings done before then. Oh wait, that was 10 something, not 9. Good. Okay, so seahorse spirit, watch and wait. And it was in protection mode. So, but I'm going to turn this around because it is really a beautiful card. Seahorse spirit says watch and wait. And it's card number 53, which is an 8. So 8 is often the number we think of for abundance and money and power. So maybe watching and waiting, that abundance is coming for you. And Alisa, what did I do? There we go. So card 53. Here we go. Oh, and it was in protection, so it was upside down. So it says, are you holding on to judgment, sure that your perspective is the only correct way to look at things? There are as many perspectives as there are creatures in the sea, and when seahorse spirit appears, you are reminded to detach from the experience so you can view it from more than one angle. Pay attention to your hidden beliefs and how they affect the way you feel, think, and act. Are you being fair to all involved, or do you need to step back? Perhaps the drama you have been drawn into is your own. Whatever the actions of others, your challenge is to be non-reactive and not take their words or behaviors personally. Their turbulence may have little to do with you, so remain neutral until you know more. Your perspective may be quite different in time. I hope that's helpful for you. Okay. J-Lo, a collective goddess card. Let's do that. Collective goddess. So this would be for all of us. But J-Lo, I'm looking at this like it's for you. And that because we're all connected, it also applies to all of us. And I have a question for you. It seems like every week you ask for a collective card. Is there a hesitation to ask for one for yourself? Just a question. And we get Kuan Yin in upside down or alignment mode. So if I flip her around, Kuan Yin is about compassion. Card number 26, another 8. So we've had 2 messages this today with 7 and 2 now with the number 8 about abundance or heart-to-heart connection. 26. Okay, here's our alignment message for Kuan Yin. Are you feeling overwhelmed by all the suffering in the world and you can't imagine how you could make a difference? I think this is a great one for the collective, actually, because I've even been feeling sort of like this as well. Do you feel hopeless over how we treat nature and each other? The goddess Kuan Yin knows that this is an important time of reckoning and reordering, but wants you to be careful not to fall into a pit of despair. If you allow the media to fill your mind with a constant barrage of what's going wrong in the world, you will become numb and unable to move. The good news is in your alignment task. First, focus your mind locally. Your choice is not to save the whole world, but to bring your attention to where you can help. Even the smallest step toward a greater compassion is huge. Educate yourself about cultural issues and be better and more conscious and sensitive about your choices. Lend a helping hand to someone in need, volunteer your time, and choose one act of random kindness daily to help alleviate suffering. Do what you can and make that count. Always ask in your work, your relationships, and in your community, how will what I do serve others well? Remember, if you don't get it right, you can always course correct. With commitment, you will add more beauty to the world. Everyone is learning right now, and Kuan Yin reminds you to be kind to yourself too, as you accept your role in birthing a new world into being. Wow, beautiful card. Beautiful for all of us, but beautiful for you as well. Okay, J-Lo, next is Sue. What is going on out there? Okay. Hopefully you guys aren't hearing all that noise. Okay, so Sue, your animal card jumped out and there's a twofer. You have both whale spirit and peacock spirit. How funny, they just like leaped. So whale spirit was right side up over here and peacock was upside down. And these are, one is a 10 and one is an 11. Whale is number 65 and it says, trust the great mystery. And then peacock is number 46 and it says, let it shine. And that is a 10, but it was in upside down, okay? So let's take a look at the spirit animals and their messages. And peacock was actually on top with whale underneath. So we'll read the peacock first. And here we go. Let it shine, but in protection. Are you afraid of dancing with abandon because of what others might think? Do you think you may be punished if you shine too brightly? Have you been conditioned to expect to be hurt if you show yourself fully to the world? Maybe not everyone will celebrate your beautiful radiance when you shine. That is okay. Peacock spirit is here to remind you that while others may resist celebrating the beauty within them, although they may contract while you expand, and shake your tail feathers, smile and keep dancing anyways. Model the good fortune and abundant joy that is yours, and soon someone will say, me too, and join you. Spirit loves you so much and wants you to enjoy the dance and shine your light. Love it. And that was the protection mode for that one. And whale spirit says, trust the great mystery, card number 11 or 65, but it's an 11. And it was upright. And whale says, whale spirit is an ancient creature who was here at the beginning of time and who has seen everything, felt everything, and heard everything that has ever transpired on this planet. In the hidden realms where all things must gather first before manifesting into form, whale spirit is the keeper, singing the soul of the whole world from the deepest waters of the coldest seas. When whale spirit appears, it is a reminder that there is a great mystery that you must accept without intellectually trying to understand it. Some things cannot be known by the mind, only experienced through the heart, through intuition, and through the peripheral senses that part the invisible veils, separating the visible world from the great manifesting consciousness in the hidden realms. Now is the time for you to immerse yourself in the great mystery of spirit and to trust that within the invisible, what you can't see now are the seeds of your intentions being tended to by angels. Lovely set of messages there for you, Sue. Okay, well, I hope those messages had true deep meaning for everybody. They are all lovely. I think, I just think it seems to be a message that every one of us can take away for the weekend, for the day even. So everybody take care. I wish you all a pleasant weekend. I will see you on Monday, 9 a.m., 8 a.m., excuse me. Pacific time, and I don't know what suddenly 9 a.m. was all coming up. I also wanted to let people know that yesterday I did a really wonderful interview with a woman named Lalama Shamar about the upcoming WESAC celebration or ceremony and retreat that she is a part of. So you can catch that also here on my YouTube channel. And also, I think I posted that up to Facebook as well. And with the website, the links and all of that. There was something else I thought I needed to tell you today. What was it? It's gone for now. So, you know, if I think of it, I will post it on Facebook for you all later. Take care. Have a wonderful day. Have a wonderful weekend. Get some things done. And then Sunday, just sit back and enjoy it all. All right. Much love. Bye.